I'm Glenn Brewer, and you know, we always say that we love to be in Bryan College Station because it's a wonderful place to work and to live and play and raise a family, but doesn't happen by accident. It's the people here that make that, and it's different programs that we get together that make this community what it is. And I think one of these programs is going to be the Community Loan Center. And with that, I'm very proud to bring up Mark Lightsey. He's the board chair of the Brazos Valley CDC, and he's going to introduce the Community Loan Center to Bryan College Station. Mark, a round of applause.
Howdy.
Howdy.
As Glenn mentioned, I'm the chairman of the board for the Brazos Valley CDC, also known as the Community Loan Center of the Brazos Valley. I want to take this opportunity to welcome each of you today and celebrate this this occasion. As many of you know, Texas has some of the most lenient regulations when it comes to payday loans and auto title lending. This industry targets a lot of the lower socioeconomic neighborhoods in our communities, and they also charge excessive fees to those that can afford it the least. Advocates that are trying to change this industry have not been able to get those changes, and at the state level. So several cities have put in place ordinances, including Bryan and College Station, to limit how many times these types of loans can be renewed, and also require minimum principal reductions whenever these loans are renewed. Many of you know me from my position at the Bank and Trust. I can say that I'm very familiar with how expensive it is to fund and service these small dollar loans, but I'm also very familiar with the excessive fees that are charged by these payday companies and these auto title lenders. With that being said, that's why the Bank and Trust was one of the first to invest in this community loan center once they received their license as a regulated lender in the state of Texas. You know, coming from a local bank and being staffed by local people, we are very happy to see that a large national bank like J.P. Morgan Chase has identified the same needs that we have in our local community, and we want to take this opportunity to thank them for the generous investment that they've given the Community Loan Center. With that being said, I'll turn everything over to Paul so he can talk more about the program.
Thank you, Mark. A few logistics for those of you that aren't familiar with our facilities. If you go out either door, turn left, follow the curvature of the wall around. The men's room is the first door on the right that you'll see. The women's is the second. We first started this pilot program a year ago this month. Oh, let me back up and introduce the recognize the elected officials here. I've got Judge Sutherland from Burleson County. I've got Mayor Tate from the city of Brenham. Got Ben Hardiman, council member for the city of Bryan. Is Ben Lehman in the audience? I think he was going to be in town today. He didn't make it. Then I've got Julie Porter with Representative Rainey's office. Hayden Paul with Senator Schwartner's office. Got Debbie Eller with the city of Bryan. City of College Station, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. She did. To be honest, as a county resident, I consider it one city. So we do have a good relationship across all three jurisdictions and the seven jurisdictions and beyond, for that matter. Payday lending and auto title lending has been a problem in Texas for years. You know, the usury rates that they charge are some that the banks, even if they wanted to, couldn't charge those kind of rates. They found a loophole in state law. Trying to get that state law changed has been very difficult. The closest we came was a couple of sessions ago, and at least got some reporting requirements in, so we can see at the state level and for different jurisdictions what those rates are. And I didn't bring those statistics with me today because I didn't want to take a whole lot of time and let the barbecue get cold. But it's the fees that they charge to roll over a loan anywhere from 400 to equate to either from a 400 to an 800% APR on the loan. A lot of times people can come in and get trapped in one of those loans and pay four times as much as what they borrowed to begin with and never get out. Byron Haney is our director of financial coaching, which is a component that we offer with this when employers participate. And he came in my office the other day and said that he had a client come in that he was looking at their credit report, and every time they renewed their payday loan, it showed up as a new loan on their credit report. But at the same time, the old one showed up as a delinquent or a default. And so it was having negative hit with every supposedly positive hit. What we've learned over the years trying to provide credit counseling is that the quickest way to improve your score is to take out a new line of credit and stay current on that. You know, going back and trying to pick up things that you might have got behind on is the right thing to do. But initially, for the first 2 to 3 months, when there's fresh activity on old bad debt, it brings your score down a little bit. So we got started in this primarily because we're trying to get people into home ownership. And what we found since the recession is a credit score is one of the hardest things to overcome. This program is real easy. It's through employers. The employer signs an MOU with us agreeing to offer the program and allow the employees to make payments through payroll deduction. The employee goes online, applies for the loan. An email goes to the employer's HR representative. The representative verifies or declines it. And if it doesn't verify within 3 days, it gets denied. And then an email goes to the employee making the application, telling him to go online and DocuSign his documents. So his signature on the loan documents are electronic. And along with that is their authorization for payroll deduction. And then from there, when that gets done, an email goes to payroll clerk at the employer notifying them to start the payroll deductions. It's an amortized loan. It's an 18% loan over 12 months. And what we've seen in our initial trial this past year is a large number of them come back and renew it as soon as they get down to about 50%. And they can't renew it until they get to 50%. But that's it. A lot of you may know that the cities of Bryan and College Station passed ordinance limiting payday and auto title lenders in the city. I was a proponent for that, encouraging it. But when we were working in a subcommittee at the United Way about it, my comments were, yes, we need to do that. But before we rein in payday lenders, if that's the only access to credit that these households have, we need to provide an alternative. And so we're happy to be able to provide an alternative. Before, it was just a nominal opportunity because we only had so much raise. We could only help so many families. With this grant from Chase, it just exponentially pushes us over the top. We estimated when we started this pilot that we would need to raise about 1.2 to 1.4 in loan capital with what the bank and trust had originally invested, Citizen State Bank, and what the Affordable Housing Corporation was able to put up. This will put us at the 1.2 limit that we needed to reach. With that, I would like to bring up Wendell and Johnson to speak a little bit from the employer's perspective.
Thank you. I am with Neutral Posture, which is a manufacturer here in Bryan. And it is Neutral Posture's vision that our employees be the best that they can, not only at their jobs, but also in their personal lives. Everyone has dreams, and Neutral Posture is committed to helping our employees meet their dreams. While each employee's dreams are very different, such as fixing their car to buying a house, most all of those dreams have a financial factor. Unfortunately, often unexpected expenses, poor planning, or past mistakes loom as a barrier, sometimes making those dreams seem impossible to reach. By partnering with the Community Loan Center, NutriPosture employees now have access to short-term cash loans, loans which can serve as an alternative to the predatory payday loans and can help our employees build good credit history. Additionally, the Credit Loan Center has come alongside NutriPosture and our employees and has provided free financial seminars and one-on-one financial counseling to our employees. The Community Loan Center is a service the Brazos Valley has needed. The Community Loan Service is a service and a partner for which Neutral Posture has searched for many months. When learning about the Community Loan Center, the first thought that I had was, that's too easy. It's too big, too good to be true. And what's the catch? Neutral Posture has now worked with the Community Loan Center for 5 months. And in that time, I can stand here and say the Community Loan Center has provided the loans and repayments to our employees exactly the way they said. The Community Loan Center has been well thought out and designed. It has been that easy. It has been that good. And it is true. And there has been no catch. So, Neutral Posture is very pleased to formally welcome the Community Loan Center to the Brazos Valley.
Thank you, Gwendolyn. We also got one of our loan clients agree to speak. Thaddeus, do you mind coming up? As he's working his way up here. You know, economic professionals like to quote the projects that they're proposing to the local jurisdictions and the number of times that the dollar recirculates in the community before it leaves. When I first came to this community in 89, I was with Walmart in their management program. And at that time, Bryan had a Walmart. College Station did have a Walmart, but they had a Sam's Club first. And as I was talking with regional management, the reason that the Sam's Club came instead of a Walmart to College Station first was because the corporation realized they could get about $10 million a year extra if they put in a Sam's Club as opposed to a Walmart. They were getting advocates wanting a Walmart in College Station so they wouldn't have to go to Manor East Mall. But from Bentonville's perspective, they needed a Sam's Club because they could extract more money. The good thing about this program is this money stays local. It doesn't go to a payday lender because payday lenders primarily are either out-of-town investors or more likely out-of-state investors. That is?
All
right. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Thaddeus Roy. I spell it T-H-A-D-D-E-U-S. Last name Roy. I'm not a speaker. I'm just going to tell you what how this loan has really tremendously helped me. Back in the day, I used to have really good credit, pay my bills on time. Then something happened. It happens to most people, you know. So I started getting loans, payday loans. Never got a chance to pay them off. Basically, what they do is they loan you the money, want to keep you there. You know, that's not our purpose. You know, our purpose is being able to live. To be able to live our life outside our job also, too. So with this being said, that this company has really made it possible for me to do that. And I really appreciate that for being able to have it where it's easier to get the loan instead of being denied all the time. It's kind of hard for me to say this, all this, but I want to let you know this here, that with this being the company that y'all, it's going to really help a lot of people in the Brazos Valley area to go on with their life and be able to take care of their families, because situations do happen. And with this, how it's set up, that it's taking out your paycheck where you really don't feel it, so to speak, man, helping your credit out too. So I really like that. And I have multiple jobs, you know. I work for, like I said, you know, TDC. I work for the Bryan ISD. And I also have a DJ business and also, you know, a horse business. And I love doing all these things. I love helping the community out, love helping the kids out, and love the horses. So with that being said, also, you know, with the repairing of the credit, Bryan has really helped me tremendously on, you know, having a goal where I can get that back online again. So here I am.
We had asked the mayors of both cities to come and speak, and Mayor Berry It indicated she was going to send some written letter for us to read, and we didn't get it, but we do have the next best thing. We have, or maybe the best thing, coming from College Station. Debbie Eller agreed to say a few words.
Thank you. We are so excited that we are able to celebrate the Community Loan Center. This is going to make such a difference in so many lives in the community. And the City of College Station and our council was really quick to support this for as a benefit for our employees, because we see the benefit and it gives people an alternative to these payday loans. We've been in the monitoring business of some of the loans, the payday lenders recently, and there are some regulations in place, but it's not enough. There's still a lot of people that are being taken advantage of. So this does give the alternative, and we hope that more large employers will sign on and give their employees this benefit as well. And one of the things that I'm also excited about is Paul is getting out, and we are being a leader in the state of Texas, our region is. He's getting this information out to other communities that have community development programs so that they can learn how we are starting the Loan Center here, and he's being a leader in teaching those folks how they can be successful in their communities as well. So thank you for sharing that information. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Debbie. I think she's referring to a request to come down to the HUD's Houston office interagency workshop and speak.
But also the NCDA conference.
Oh.
National conference in Arlington in June.
Okay, good. We couldn't do this alone. The model started in Brownsville. We're part of a larger statewide association, Texas Association of Community Development Corporations, and they've spun off a separate entity to be a CDFI. It's not yet certified as a CDFI, but it soon will be. And we've got Howard Porter here with Texas Community Capital, which is the CDFI for our state association.
Yeah, hi, everybody. Yeah, I'm Howard Porter, and I just wanted to talk just a little bit about the larger network that the CLC of Brazos Valley is part of. We did start about 4 years ago in Brownsville. Community Development Group realized the needs of some of their clients who wanted to buy houses but couldn't get a loan because, payday loans were messing up their credit. So they said, well, somebody needs to provide an alternative. Banks loans start, $3,000-$4,000. And even there, you're talking about loans that are secured often and require collateral, also require, underwriting, naturally. So we wanted to, the group in Brownsville wanted to provide an alternative that was easier for people to get, just like payday loans are real easy to get, kind of hard to get out of, but they're easy to get. So we said, well, we'll just compete directly. How many nonprofits compete directly with an industry that's out there hurting people? So we this group was formed to provide these loans that would compete with payday loans and in the marketplace, where by offering an 18% loan compared to a 600% loan, I think we got a little bit of a competitive edge. So naturally this caught on. Paul was one of the first ones in Texas to say, hey, we want this in our neighborhood. Same way in Dallas, now also in Laredo, Houston, Austin. And now we're going into other states, too. So this community loan center of each of these communities is being operated by folks in their community who want to see people with better options. We're not going to take on a $6 billion industry, but, we're going to provide options where we can. And this workplace employer-based initiative is really helping. So our plans are to go now into Indiana. They've also, there's groups there that want to bring it to Fort Wayne and Lafayette, and we're about to get them started. And that's all part of the collaborative that was funded, because each group raises their own loan capital, and that's why this J.P. Morgan Chase grant is going to be so helpful. It's providing funding to not only Brazos Valley, the CLC of Brazos Valley, but four other organizations that are offering the same program in their communities. And so that's kind of how this fits into a larger picture. And we've even got a new organization called the Community Loan Center of America that'll be taking this to other communities and other states. So I just thought I wanted to provide that little bit of context and thank the good folks here in the Brazos Valley for bringing this program here. Thank you.
The The loan fund that we have, the Brazos Valley CDC Inc., we had about $1 million in assets in that program, and most of it was tied up in 30-year fixed rate financing. And so when you're going after applications like this for large dollar amounts, having that kind of a balance sheet doesn't get you very far. Raquel Valdez, went blank on your last name, I'm sorry, is with Business and Community Lending of Texas. They had the largest balance sheet of the three of us in Texas that agreed to go after this in a collaborative manner. And Raquel, would you come up and say a few words?
My name is Raquel Valdez, and I'm with Business and Community Lenders of Texas. We're the operating organization for the Community Loan Center of Dallas and the Community Loan Center of Austin. And it's where this has been a wonderful opportunity for us to work with Paul Turney and the Community Loan Center of Brazos Valley, because it's really an amazing opportunity to get the full amount to the collaborative partners. It's where J.P. Morgan Chase has actually invested $5.1 million to all of the collaborative partners. And it's where that's really a game changer. What that's giving us the opportunity to do is to be able to recruit more employees, more employers, and be able to really revolve the lending capital in our communities. So every dollar that we use to be able to do the loans are then being able to be reinvested in our communities. And that's one of the true purposes of the program. Another piece of it is that we're actually then also be able to carry out our mission of providing responsible lending coupled with financial education. And so with the financial education piece, it's something where we're able to have that opportunity for not just the employees that come through the program, but to our community members. It's something where we're looking at leveraging this total grant amount of $5 million by at least two times that amount, and being able to also have a financial capability piece of providing financial education and having an impact on credit scores and improving of their financial well-being and knowledge. So we're going to have a lot of great community impact stories and metrics that we're going to be measuring over the course of the next 3 years with this grant opportunity from J.P. Morgan Chase. And we really are very excited, again, to work with Brazos Valley.
Thank you, Raquel. And now for our special speaker, Brad Niemer, am I pronouncing it right, with Chase Bank.
Let me first say congratulations to the Community Loan Center of Brazos Valley and to Paul Turney. This is an exciting day. My roots are in Central Texas. I'm based out of Waco and cover markets very similar to the size of Bryan and College Station, and have a passion and love for those communities. Many of our communities today face challenges that, if left unresolved, can slow the economic growth and make life more difficult for its residents. J.P. Morgan Chase is committed to helping cities develop innovative approaches to tackling these issues. We see the community development financial institutions, like the Community Loan Center of Brazos Valley, as a critical resource to deliver these solutions. Our program, Pro Neighborhoods, is a competitive grant program designed to give CDFIs the flexibility to work together and develop innovative financing options for projects that are unable to qualify for traditional loans. We're now announcing a second round of grants to CDFIs that share our commitment to economic problem solving through collaboration. We're awarding more than $14 million to CDFIs across the nation, each of which are divided up amongst several local markets, including three in Texas: Bryan College Station, the Rio Grande Valley, and Dallas. These grants are dedicated to creating innovative and sustainable solutions to our city's greatest economic challenges. We're so glad to include the Community Loan Center of the Brazos Valley as one of the grant recipients. We're excited they will provide more working families with affordable alternatives to payday loans. This is a big day for Bryan, College Station, and J.P. Morgan Chase, and I'm so very pleased to be here today to share it with you all. Together, we're going to make a difference in our hometown and all across the Brazos Valley.
I'm going to make one more comment, then I'll turn it back over to you. You know, when we make these loans, we don't underwrite the borrower. We underwrite the employer. And so we look at turnover rate, and it's really the only deciding factor on what we do. And in our initial year of activity, we've made 356 loans totaling over $332,000. We're currently realizing a 3.65% delinquency rate. and we've only had one charge-off, so we've got a 0.28 default rate. And I think that speaks for itself. So, Glenn?
Well, thanks, Paul. Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce is proud to be the voice of business here in the Brazos Valley. And one thing we know is that good employees make good businesses, and happy employees make good businesses. And we don't want our employees going home after a hard day's work and worry about their cash flow. And I think this community loan program is going to make a big difference in our employees' lives. That's going to make a big difference in our businesses and our community. Paul's worked very hard at this for a long time, and him and Mark, and we're very, very proud of you guys, and we're looking forward to the Chamber of working with you to get all of our businesses a part of the community loan program, and we appreciate you very, very much. The Chamber's also proud of our board, and I'm really pleased a couple of our board members are here. I'd like to recognize Melanie Motley of the Bank and Trust. Wave, Melanie. And we also have Grant Graham with ANCO, and he's going to step up here real quick and bring a quick word to you from the Bryan College Station Board of Directors, Chamber of Commerce Board.
Thank you, Glenn. Well, on behalf of the Board of Directors for the Chamber of Commerce, we just want to say congratulations. We're excited to see what this does for the community, and excited to share in the success as well. So with that being said, I also wanted to remind you of a few events that are coming up in the coming months. On December 3rd, we have a business after hours at the George Bush Presidential Library. January 12th, we have a membership luncheon featuring the health and wellness panel. And then on January 27th, one of my personal favorites is the Economic Outlook Conference, which is sponsored by Wells Fargo, and that will help maximize your benefits of your membership with the Chamber. So, again, thank you so much for everything you do, and congratulations once again.
Thanks, Grant. You know, Royce is always saying that the Chamber's ambassadors is the best group in the state, and I have found every word of what he says to be true since I've been here. And so now I'd like to bring up real quick one of my favorite ambassadors, Bill Thompson of Dunlap Financial, to bring greeting to you from our ambassadors.
Bill?
Glenn.
How you doing?
Good.
On behalf of the ambassador program, I want to say our congratulations to you and to the community center. And if I could get a show of hands of the ambassadors that are here today. Great. On behalf of the ambassador program, again, congratulations, Paul. We'd like to give you our business cards that you may find us as a resource to be able to help spread the word and help you do what we can.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Now I find myself in the unfortunate position of being the only thing between you and barbecue. So I guess with that, I'll make it very, very short. Thank you guys very much for coming at the Chamber. We always like to see good things happen to good people, and I think we have a room full of good people here today.